From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. You will also find us at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Coming up in our next few minutes, the Supreme Court of Arkansas blocked an effort to let voters decide on whether the state should legalize abortion. That means the state's ban on abortion will remain in place. We'll get an update of news headlines in about another 11 minutes before we get to 4 o'clock. We continue with our shortwave series, a roundup of the biggest science stories of the week. From the Shortwave podcast at NPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live, a vocal rehearsal. Recital. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for. Vocal recital tonight. That will be followed at 8 o'clock by an hour of classical music with Destiny Tango Thursday, something easier to say. A faded fanfare of her name by local composer Brian J. Nelson and other great tango, some Brahms. It's all coming your way tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. On KPR2, it's KPR Presents at 7 o'clock. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 320.
Debrief on the night's headline speech on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition with Layla Fadl, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
News headlines are coming up next. Mostly clear tonight with a low in the lower 60s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence and it's 3:30.
Wall Street stocks finished lower across the board in one of its worst days in more than 2 weeks. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers are reviewing the state legislature's budgeting process to consider how they can better examine new spending proposals. Republican Representative Troy Waymaster of Bunker Hill is leading the committee conducting the review. He says the legislature currently crafts a nearly $10 billion state budget in just 6 weeks. He says that's an aggressive timeline that could need systemic changes.
And moving forward in a earlier fashion than what we have done in previous years or maybe even for decades.
Changes could include allowing lawmakers to begin analyzing parts of the budget before receiving the governor's recommendations, which are published in mid-January. The committee overall is looking at the legislature's historical practices and how other states craft their budgets. The top Republican brass in Kansas will be meeting tonight in Mission Hills to raise money for Donald Trump's campaign for president. Zane Irwin has the details on the event in the wealthy Kansas City suburb.
The crowd of 300 will include former U.S. Secretary of
State. For our state house races, this is a very different pool of money.
Brown estimates the event will raise $3 to $5 million for former President Trump's campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas drivers will soon see license plates on the road with a new design, one selected in a public vote last year. As Dylan Lyson reports, the state has already begun issuing the new plates that are supposed to be easier for law enforcement to read.
The new plates feature an outline of the state with a blue and yellow background. They also feature an image of the State House dome and the inscription "To the Stars," which is part of the state motto. Older embossed plates will be replaced with the new design when drivers update their registration. Officials say drivers who are not issued a plate with the new design may order one from their county office. The plates were originally expected to be released in the spring, but the vote on a new design delayed the rollout. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Mostly clear skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas. Lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night mostly clear. In the evening a bit warmer. Lows only getting down to the lower 70s. Slight chance of showers and storms Saturday morning. Downright hot Saturday afternoon with highs in the mid-90s. Highs in the upper 90s are forecast for Sunday and Monday. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, providing access to news, information, and the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make an impact at reader.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Coming up at 4:01, an update of news headlines. Then Vice President Kamala Harris is facing enormous pressure to convince the nation she's ready to be president. Her allies say that kind of pressure is actually nothing new.
Vice President Harris has faced more scrutiny than any other vice president in history. There was a magnifying glass on her from the moment she joined the ticket.
More on Harris's time as vice president as she prepares to formally accept her party's nomination for the presidency. Coming up in just about 20 minutes here on KPR, we are also going to get the lowdown on what exactly those much-touted lower prices negotiated for Medicare on several drugs could mean for patients in the day-to-day. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com. Where we've got your back.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow highs in the upper 80s. Very warm tomorrow night with lows in the lower 70s. Warmer still on Saturday with highs in the mid 90s. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
On the final day of the Democratic Convention, Vice President Kamala Harris accepts her party's presidential nomination. Hear our analysis tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Bright and early tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m., join us for Morning Edition on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. It's 4 o'clock.
Loading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/adfree.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan, 84 in Abilene. The time is 4:06.
This is all things. Stacy Dusetstina of Vanderbilt University says the federal government will be watching.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Israelis accused of violence against Palestinians. That has made some Israeli lawmakers extremely angry.
That's not a way to treat a democratic country. I call on the American administration to respect Israel's sovereignty.
More on this new source of tension between longtime allies. We will also take a look inside the battle between Google and newsrooms throughout California, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, another cool-ish evening tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, beginning a warm-up tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night's low, only getting down to the lower 70s, downright hot for Saturday. Sunshine, slight chance of rain in the morning, highs in the mid-90s, hot with highs in the upper 90s for Sunday and Monday. The time is 20 minutes past 4 o'clock.
Morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition, getting you caught up on all the national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence and 80 degrees in Topeka. It's 4:30.
Trading days in more than 2 weeks after a mixed bag of reports on the economy. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The top Republican brass in Kansas will meet tonight in Mission Hills to raise money for Donald Trump's campaign for president. Zane Irwin has the details on the event in the wealthy Kansas City suburb.
The crowd of 300 will include former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Roger Marshall, and Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. It costs $5,000 per couple to attend, $10,000 for a photo opportunity. The chair of the Kansas GOP, Mike Brown, is optimistic that Kansas donors will show up at the national and local level.
There's plenty of money to go around for our local races and for our state house races. This is a very different pool of money.
Brown estimates the event will raise $3 to $5 million for former President Trump's campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas drivers will soon see license plates on the roads with a new design, one selected in a public vote last year. As Dylan Lyson reports, the state has already begun issuing the new plates that are supposed to be easier for law enforcement to read.
The new plates feature an outline of the state with a blue and yellow background. They also feature an image of the State House Dome and the inscription "To the Stars," which is part of the state motto. Older embossed plates will be replaced with the new design when drivers update their registration. Officials say drivers who are not issued a plate with the new design may order one from their county office. The plates were originally expected to be released in the spring, but the vote on a new design delayed the rollout. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The University of Kansas has won a $26 million federal grant to help make things cooler and greener at the same time. Jay Schaefer has that story.
The grant will help KU develop new technology to make everything from air conditioners to refrigerators more environmentally friendly. The money from the National Science Foundation will help build a new center where researchers will try to come up with new types of refrigerants that don't contribute to global warming. Mark Shiflett, a KU professor of chemical and petroleum engineering, will lead the effort. He says the research center will be located inside an existing building on the Lawrence campus. It's expected to be operational this fall. I'm Jay Schaefer.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
Purpose. Put hazelnut spread on your toast. Sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting Sarah Smarsh, reading from her new book of essays, Bone of the Bone, on September 12th at 7 at Liberty Hall. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
In our next half hour, Vice President Kamala Harris would like to win over more voters in rural areas. And it turns out that her choice of a running mate might be, just as they say, the ticket.
To have somebody like Governor Walz, who is literally one of us, is such an exciting thing to see.
Coming up, Democratic efforts to reach people in conservative parts of the United States. That is coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
Our names.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Atchison. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:06.
In Berkeley, California.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will learn why residents of Oregon are being asked to take pictures of roadkill.
The state wants to get a better idea about
where different individual animals, different species are getting struck and killed by cars.
The hope is that by identifying the hot spots, wildlife crossings could be built to reduce the carnage. It's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live. We have vocal music tonight for you. It's followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny, all followed in turn by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. Mostly clear skies tonight, a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the evening, becoming partly cloudy and warmer. Lows tomorrow night, only getting down to the lower 70s. Downright hot on Saturday with highs in the mid-90s. It's 520.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight, analysis, and more. 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers are reviewing the state legislature's budgeting process to consider how they can better examine new spending proposals. Republican Representative Troy Waymaster of Bunker Hill is leading the committee conducting the review. He says the legislature currently crafts a nearly $10 billion state budget in just 6 weeks. He says that's an aggressive timeline that may need systemic changes.
And moving forward in a earlier fashion than what we have done in previous years or maybe even for decades.
Changes could include allowing lawmakers to begin analyzing parts of the budget before receiving the governor's recommendations, which are published in mid-January. The committee overall is looking at the legislature's historical practices and how other states craft their budgets. The top Republican brass in Kansas will be meeting tonight in Mission Hills to raise money for Donald Trump's campaign for president. Zane Irwin has the details on the event in the wealthy Kansas City suburb.
The crowd of 300 will include former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Roger Marshall, and Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. It costs $5,000 per couple to attend, $10,000 for a photo opportunity. The chair of the Kansas GOP, Mike Brown, is optimistic that Kansas donors will show up at the national and local level.
There's plenty of money to go around for our local races and for our state house races. This is a very different pool of money.
Brown estimates the event will raise $3 to $5 million for former President Trump's campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas health officials have confirmed a tuberculosis outbreak in the Kansas City metro area. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
56 people in Wyandotte and Johnson counties are being treated for tuberculosis. That's more cases than the whole state saw last year. Plus, another 19 people are being treated in other Kansas counties. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the public is at very low risk of infection, but if you think you've been exposed, contact your county health department. TB spreads through the air, for example, when a sick person coughs. State and county health officials are working to ensure patients get appropriate treatment. Two people have died of TB this year in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, becoming partly cloudy, quite a bit warmer. Lows only getting down to the lower 70s. On Saturday, the heat really kicks in. It's going to be hot. Highs in the mid-90s. Sunday and Monday, highs in the upper 90s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 535.
start to your morning.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District. Now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, of course, at 6:01. Then we will learn more about some of the scrutiny Vice President Kamala Harris has been under in the last few years. She takes center stage at the Democratic National Convention tonight. We will also hear from a GOP strategist, Scott Jennings. You see him sometimes on CNN. He's going to talk about his opinion of what's been happening at the DNC thus far. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
It's 10 minutes before 6. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6 o'clock.